So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
It's Dan, hope you're well today. So let's talk about cryptocurrency. Look, I know this is Monday, this is supposed to be about marketing, but this is kind of a point, okay? I know cryptocurrency is massive right now. Bitcoin is going through the roof. You've got Dogecoin, which was like set up as a joke back in like 2013. Literally just a joke. A guy bought the domain name and somebody else who worked for IBM said, oh, let me put the system in place so we can actually make it work. And then there's about 5 billion coins coming into circulation every single year. So completely opposite to Bitcoin, where there's only 21 million coins ever. Okay, so Doge has the capacity, for example, to be quite a stable cryptocurrency. But look, what's this got to do with marketing? And this is the point, is that I get all this crypto stuff, I get the fear of missing out, but all of this is a massive distraction. Like, I'm going to say that again, just so people are absolutely aware. Cryptocurrency is a massive distraction to your day-to-day activities when you should be doing your marketing. Because it's there. You check Twitter. I was on Twitter yesterday. I was it this morning. And Stellar Lumens is going to the moon. Now, I've actually got some Stellar Lumens. I bought in at like 0.03 or whatever it was. And it's shooting up right now. But it's just a distraction. It's like it takes me off what I should be doing, which is marketing the businesses that we own. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't have cryptocurrency because it's an investment of a... For me, I don't see it as an investment. It's like rolling the dice. It's just a distraction. It's taking you away from your core duties, which is to go and market your business, okay? And, you know, you do your research. The time spent on research is time not spent doing your marketing. You get distracted on Twitter. Then half an hour later or an hour or a day, you end up in that little corner, weird corner of YouTube. And you're like, how did I get here? It's like a hangover where you don't remember how on earth you got there. But you got there 3 hours later and you're still there. And you end up looking at aliens and dinosaurs. And maybe that's just me, right? But it's just a distraction. And that's not to say that you shouldn't be buying this stuff. But you shouldn't be spending so much time like checking it every single day. Now, if you've not bought into it as yet, I'm not also saying that you shouldn't buy into it, because I actually think that you should. But as I said in a video yesterday, which will come out in the next few days, if you're spending money into cryptocurrency and this is the biggest investment that you've got, like if you've not got any FTSE 100 shares right now and you're putting money into Bitcoin, I think you're an idiot, quite honestly. Because Bitcoin is a risk. It goes up, it goes down, it goes up, it goes down. Who the hell knows? It went to $20,000. It dropped down to $3,500. It's now up to almost $50,000. And maybe it will go over 50 grand this week. But then maybe it'll drop down to 25 again. It's a complete and utter risk. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't take risks. Like we wake up every day, crossing the road is a risk, you know. Going live is a risk. Everything that we do is a risk. But you've got to put it into perspective, and there's a massive fear of missing out right now. Because once again, if you go to Google Trends and look at Dogecoin and Bitcoin and any cryptocurrency, like everybody's talking about that stuff right now. And that's why the price is going up. Good old Elon, he comes in, says, you know, tweets about Dogecoin. I bought some Dogecoin for his little kid so that he's a toddler hodler, as he put it. Like that doubles the price of bloody Doge. Like, what if the attention disappears from Bitcoin, from Doge, from Litecoin, from Stellar Lumens? Like, that price is going to drop. Potentially, that price is going to drop. And yes, has Apple bought or is Apple buying some Bitcoin right now? I wouldn't be too surprised, quite honestly. Obviously, $1.5 billion were bought from Tesla and Elon's company, which represents, you know, out of 900 billion, 1.5 billion is a pretty sizable purchase of Bitcoin. But why has the price gone from $20,000 to almost $50,000? Hello, Elon. What happens when Elon goes, yep, sell? I mean, he's already made about 20% on that 1.5 billion purchase, by the way. Like, think about that. 20% on 1.5, is that $600 million he's made in a couple of days? Like, that's crazy. And yet here are you and me, normal, or well, relatively normal people, I'm not so sure, relatively normal people. And we're trying to work out what the hell is going on. And there's these big whales coming in like Elon and Apple and whoever else is buying this stuff. They're the people that are affecting the price. And we buy £100 worth or even 20 grams worth or whatever that amount happens to be. The needle doesn't even move. And so there's this massive fear of moving out and this massive distraction from you doing what you should be doing, which is marketing your business. Now, let's just, having said all that, let's put in some kind of strategy for those people who are like, no, I know what you're saying, Dan, but I've got to get into it because what if? And I get that. I had exactly the same conversation with my wife this morning about the risk reward. So, for example, let's give you some examples. My Stellar Lumens, I had about $200 worth of Stellar Lumens. That's now worth just under £1,000. So it's gone up five times, okay? So it was a risk of $200, not a huge amount. Let's just chuck some in and see what happens. Now, the upside, the potential upside is that Stellar Lumens is like 50 cents right now. If that goes to $50 or $500 or $1,000 or $5,000, suddenly that turns into something very positive. And I remember someone saying a couple of years ago, I'm just going to put 100 quid into each one. And I love that as an idea. As long as that £100, you're not relying on that to pay your rent, to pay your food, to pay your electricity and to feed your kids, I think that's a great idea. And if you are going to do that, which I think is fine, okay, then you need to cost average this expense or investment or gamble or whatever the word you want to choose to call it. And so when I say dollar cost average, I mean you put in $100 today, $100 next month, $100 the following month. If you've got four coins that you're looking to invest in, you put $25 in each across a period of time. So that equals out this ups and downs of the cryptocurrency. It just narrows it down, settles it down over a longer period of time. So if Bitcoin drops to, you know, $5,000 today, and by the way, if it did do that, I would be selling everything else and buying it probably, maybe. But over a period of time, whilst it's going up and down, you're just going to get the average of that. That's why we dollar cost average, and you should be dollar cost averaging your entire future. But there's something else I want to say here, and it's this idea about short-termism. Because it's something that's really bothering me right now. And I just really want to get down and put this out there so that other people can kind of understand what I'm talking about. And they might be feeling it as well. I was on Twitter this morning and people are literally losing their shit over cryptocurrency. There's this massive fear of missing out. They've gone all in on Stellar Lumens, let's say, at 50 cents. And now it dropped 20% or 10% or whatever it was this morning or in the last 24 hours, it's dropped. And people are going, oh, my gosh, can't cope, can't breathe. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? Clearly over-invested. Clearly have taken a risk on a lot of money relative to their income and wealth. And they've put it all into a particular coin and they need that return. And that's the problem that I see right now in this fear of missing out is that people need a return. Like, for me, my Bitcoin, which is held in my pension through an ETF, if that goes right down to $1,000, I don't really care because as a proportion of my income or my wealth, it's not massive. I mean, the money that's in the pension right now is pretty good, but it's not as a proportion of the property portfolio that we own, for example. And so this is the problem with the fear of missing out is they go in illogically too big into, you know, if they're earning £1,000 a month, they might be putting in, you know, £500 into this. They need a return on that. And when they don't get the return and it drops, you know, that £1,000 they put in is only worth £200. They are now losing their shit. And it's really, really scary. And I get the whole fear of missing out. But this is the key to that problem. Think about this from a five-year perspective. Look down the years, the timeline, to 5 years from now. Where were we? Let me see if Coinbase will bring this up. Where were we? 5 years ago with Bitcoin. Let's have a look and see if we can find this Bitcoin. There it is. Let's have a look at, 1 year ago, Bitcoin was about $8,000-$9,000, okay? It's now $47,550. So it's gone up significantly. But 5 years ago, which takes us back to, February 2016, February 2016, Bitcoin was about $400. So is that 1,000 times? Yeah, it's gone up 1,000 1,000 times effectively. Is that right? Yeah. So, like, think about that. Where's Bitcoin going to be in another 5 years? Let's take another cryptocurrency, because I think this is really important to give you an insight into the long-termism of what is going on here. Let's take Ethereum. I had some Ethereum and I sold it. I don't know why I did that, but I did. So Ethereum, back in January 2016, we're in 2021, right? Yeah. It was about £10. It's now $1,700, about $10. It's now $1,700, okay? And this is the point. This is the long-termism. I don't like trading. I mean, I do Forex, right? And I'm dreadful at it. But I don't like buying and then selling. I don't like that as an idea. I don't do that with property. I don't do that with cryptocurrency. I don't do that with FTSE 100. I don't do that with my Tesla shares. I don't do that with anything. It's a buy and hold. It's a set and forget. Let's have a look at one more just to put this into context. Let's take Litecoin. I remember buying into Litecoin at $25. It's now $204. I sold my Litecoin for whatever reason, who on earth knows. But in February 2016, 5 years ago, $3.20, $3.20, and it's now $204.70. So a huge uplift in the next 5 years. And this is the thing. This should be a longer term strategy. And if you're just putting in $100 every single month into Bitcoin or Litecoin or Stellar or XRP or Ethereum or Dogecoin, even, for example, I think you probably do all right. But you've got to dollar cost average this over a period of time. If you're putting in 10 grand into Litecoin today and it drops by 50%, and you know, maybe it'll be worth more in 5 years. But I don't have a crystal ball. And if you're going to gamble on cryptocurrency, which is what this is, by the way, is having some money invested in something. And by the way, this is not legal advice or financial advice or any of that kind of thing, because I'm not qualified to be able to share legal or financial advice. But if that is what you're going to do, it reduces your risk over a period of time, because you're just putting in $100 every month. And if you lose $100 every month, well, for a lot of people, it's like, okay, they can handle losing $100. By the way, if you can't handle losing $100 every month, you've got to get a shift in what you're doing right now in terms of your income, your lifestyle, in terms of your business, and so on. If you've got any questions about this, obviously, stick them in the box down below. Let's see what else I wanted to say on this topic. Here we go. So take the long view, 5 years, dollar cost average, and set and forget. Like I say, I see too many people just losing their shit over cryptocurrency. This fear of missing out is actually going to cause more damage than actually missing out. So just dollar cost averages over a period of time. It could be $100. It could be $20. Let's just talk briefly at the end of this here about how to actually do that. I've got some in Coinbase. I've got Bitcoin in an ETF through my SIP, which is now closed down. You can't get into that. Although I got in before it did that, like a couple of years ago. But you can't do that anymore. So how do you buy Ethereum, Ripple, Stellar Lumens? How do you buy all that? So there's a couple of ways. Okay, so the first thing that you can do is, I'm just going to push Coinbase. I mean, Coinbase is fine, but Coinbase.com is actually quite expensive. It's like £2 or £3 per transaction. And if you're dollar cost averaging £100 every month, it's going to cost you £3 to do that. But there's a separate way. One of the things I do like about that, by the way, however, is that you can tell it to repeat on the 1st and 15th of every month, or you can get it to reset every single month and just, you know, buy dollar cost averaging. A second way, which might be a better way for you, which is less cost, but you have to remember to physically do it, is if you go to Coinbase Pro and just type Coinbase Pro on Google, log in, move some money over, then the costs of using that is much, much lower. The only thing is that if you're buying Bitcoin against the pound and you're putting euros in, you can't do it. Okay, so you have to put in the currency that you want to trade in. So if you want to trade in Bitcoin against the dollar, you have to move dollars into it. If you want to trade Bitcoin against the euro, you've got to put euros into it, and the same for the pound, and you can't mix them around. So just be aware of that. That was a mistake that I made because I wasn't aware myself, but that's fine. We're just going to, you know, put some money into the pound anyway. So literally, it's really as simple as that. Now, at the start of this, I was talking about not wasting time every single day looking at your Bitcoin, seeing what's going on, getting excited, getting worried, and so on. And that I still agree with. However, if you're right at the start of your cryptocurrency journey, like, you've got to get educated. Like, you know, 2017, when I first started getting interested in cryptocurrency, I'll give you an example, by the way. One of the accounts that we had, what did we have in? I forget now. Well, one of the accounts had like 90 pence in it. It's now gone up to £16. Yes. One of the accounts had like £200. Now I've got like £1,200 in it, which is obviously very nice in Bitcoin. But like right at the start, I remember going into Waterstones in Leeds and going, where's your cryptocurrency? What? Bitcoin, cryptocurrency. Where's your cryptocurrency section? I don't know what you're talking about. Cryptocurrency. Have you never heard of cryptocurrency? No, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay. So I've never heard of it. Anyway, I managed to try the finance section. I went to the finance section. There were two books. I bought the entirety of Waterstones books on cryptocurrency, which at the time was just two books. But this is like really important. If this is where you are and you're right at the start of your journey, you have got to get educated before you start spending any money. Instead of dollar cost averaging $100 every month, buy a couple of books and actually work out and read about what cryptocurrency is and where it's going and why it's doing it and so on and so forth. You've got to understand this beast, because if you don't understand it, why the hell are you buying it? All you're doing is speculating on coins going up without actually understanding what's going on here. All right. I hope that's useful for you. I hope that's something just to help you not get too excited or fear of missing out on your crypto coin purchases. Dollar cost average it, think about the next 5 years, and let's see where we are then. All right, we'll speak to you later on, and we're live again on Wednesday with the Property Cash Flow Show. We'll speak to you then. My name's Dan Latto. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.